Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have two guests in the studio, director Jen Appalucci and actor Adrian Appalucci of Brunswick Little Theater. They're here to tell us all about The 39 Steps. It's a takeoff, a farce based on the famous Alfred Hitchcock thriller. So first of all, welcome and thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Now let's talk about the play. It's based not so much on the book, which was by who?
The book was by John Buchan. He went on to write several books about this character, Richard Hannay, that Adrian plays. It was really kind of the first spy thriller of the whole genre. And the movie that Alfred Hitchcock made based on this book really is quite different. It has the same basic plot, but even, I mean, everything from the love interest to what the 39 steps actually are has been changed.
Oh my goodness.
Between the book and the movie.
Uh-huh.
Now, the play that we are doing follows the movie very closely. I mean, half the dialogue is lifted straight out of the movie.
Which makes me think I should rent the 39 steps, the Hitchcock film, because I would really enjoy the play more.
In a way, yes, although the play is a farce and the movie certainly is not. So we've taken quite a few departures from
But the... Robert Donat is always worth watching.
Oh, he is very handsome
he's
man.
He's in the film, yes. Well, you have a handsome leading man for this as
I
well.
I do.
Thank you.
He very gamely trimmed his pencil mustache for us.
Which has been a good conversation piece at the courthouse because everybody says,
What's up with the mustache?
And it gives me a foray into telling them why they need to come and see my show that I'm in.
Right.
That's great. Well, let's talk about the tone and the flavor of it. Kind of give us the plot and then tell us how squirrely it gets.
Richard Hannay, who's the main character, is kind of this bored with life gentleman who's looking for something to do. And so he goes off to the theater one night and just by chance finds himself involved with a mysterious foreign agent who is a woman by the name of Annabella Schmidt. And Annabella Schmidt tells him about the 39 steps, which is a plot to take some secret air ministry defense secrets out of the country.
Some secret secrets.
Exactly. And one thing and another happens, and he finds himself on the run trying to prevent this secret from being taken out of the country and to clear his name. So he goes off on, he has a long train journey into Scotland, and people are chasing him, and then there's an airplane and a crash and a marching band.
Lots of walking on the moors of Scotland.
Lots of fog. and, of course, a beautiful blonde heroine. You know, so it's really, really silly, but it follows this very serious spy thriller plot line while kind of taking a lot of liberties and poking a lot of kind of Monty Python-esque fun. You know, it's funny without actually being silly. It's kind of, you know, you give the audience the nudge and the wink mm-hmm. without beating them over the head with the
nudge,
comedy.
Nudge, wink, wink.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Now, there are like 100 characters in this.
Yes, there are quite a few.
But Adrian, you get to stay the hero throughout.
I get to be the devastatingly handsome man the whole time.
That's right.
It's the other two characters who have to switch hats figuratively and literally.
Quite literally.
Uh-huh. Is there basically a box on stage full of costumes and
pretty
hats
much,
and
yeah.
ties? And
we have Liz Cervantes, who's playing the female. She has three roles to play. Then all of the rest of the characters, from the airplane pilots to the policeman to the milkman, you know, and everyone in between, are played by Dan Gedman and Ryan Joyce, who are hilarious and quite adept at switching characters, you know, and keeping track of what hat is on their head. literally.
Exactly.
At one point, they are standing on stage talking to themselves and just trading hats in between. So.
Now, one of the things you mentioned is all these different settings, you know, the moors of Scotland and a plane trip and a theater and all these things. But you're performing at the Amuse You Theater mm-hmm. in South Park, which is a very small former movie theater.
Yes.
How are you doing that?
Well, we have a couple of wooden boxes and an armchair. And
that's the way to go.
Some shadow puppets.
Yeah, the shadow puppets are
and
very
a
nice.
Lot of sound effects. And really, we're just inviting the audience to kind of be in on the joke. You know, look, we're using all these gimmicks. isn't it funny? You know, oh,
I love that.
And hopefully the audience will appreciate, you know, what we're trying to do.
They'll laugh with us or at us.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter as long as they're laughing.
As long as they're laughing, we'll take the laugh.
Tell us about one or two of the sound effects that are particularly have been challenging to try to create or that have been really fun to figure out.
Well,
any come to mind?
The plane crash, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And the timing of it, you know, the whole plane scene is kind of an homage to the iconic, you know, North by Northwest.
Yes, I'm running in place on stage. And
with the biplanes chasing him.
In the balconies, these two pilots and their chatter and sound effects of planes.
Plane engine noises and machine gun fire and, you know, plane whining noises and explosions and all on an empty stage.
I love that. So, that's great.
Yeah,
it makes me think about one time we were doing some radio dramas for WHQR, and we had a scene where it had to be 2 men at midnight in a graveyard, and they're digging to try and get down to this coffin. Well, we had the microphone right down close into a box of kitty litter.
Oh, perfect.
Just digging with a metal spoon, and then you hit the bottom of the kitty litter, and it sounded like we hit the top of the coffin.
Nice.
So some of those sound effects can be pretty fun. If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Jen Appalucci, who is directing The 39 Steps, a farcical takeoff on the famous Alfred Hitchcock thriller. With us also is Adrian Appalucci, who is playing the lead in the show. Let's talk a little bit, Adrian, about your character. Tell us a bit about him, and then some of the other characters that you interact with that are the most fun for you.
Well, Richard Hannay it was kind of hard at first to really grasp the role because it's a comedy, but, you know, I had to kind of play it a little bit more
straight.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, my dad was much older and we watched lots of old movies, so I grew up with a lot of that. And I kind of, I actually watched a episode of The Thin Man so that I could kind of watch Nick and kind of have that debonair way about me, and kind of pulled on different characters in different movies throughout the years to try to play it like I needed to, which was to be that good-looking guy, because I actually have, I'm kind of, I guess, a player is what you would call them nowadays.
Oh, please.
In the sense of all three female roles, I end up really having almost either a love interest or the illusions of a love interest in Bloom. Which is not my usual way. I'm pretty shy, actually.
Please.
But that was pretty hard. But that's how I really kind of... So watching movies and just kind of seeing how they did it in the old days.
And then being directed by your wife, what has that been like? She's directing you in these love scenes or potential love
scenes.
Yes,
and that's actually one of our earliest rehearsals. I have a kissing scene and I went in and kissed the girl on the cheek, figuring, well, I'll just save it. You know, when it has to be done, I'll do it. She stopped the rehearsal. She said, no, you actually have to kiss her. So I went in, kissed her on the lips and stopped. She said, no, it's got to be longer than that. So I kind of look around everybody. I'm like, y'all heard that, right? Okay. But just generally, she's a firm yet lovable director. And it's really not that much different than home. She tells me what needs to happen and I do it.
True story.
So it's not that, it's not really a switching of role. There's no hat changing in that part of the show.
This is also a different show for you, Jen, in that you have directed a lot of big musicals.
Yes.
But this is just a four-person cast,
though they're
playing 100 roles.
Yes, a four-person cast and a very minimal set. And nobody breaks out into song, which really freaks me out because that's what I'm used to dealing with.
Or dance.
So we've really kind of approached it as choreography. And the pacing is so fast. And there's so many different things going on. It's really been a nice transition for me to be able to think of these scenes as musical numbers, even though there's not actually any music happening.
Yeah. Because there's not much set, I think the hardest part is that it makes you really, everybody really has to act because you don't have some beautiful set to depend upon. I mean, whatever the audience is feeling is from what we're giving off as actors, not from some other gimmick or set piece or set design or something like that. So facial expressions and all of that is just so important.
Now, is your costuming in a particular period or is it more loose than that?
It's loosely 1930s. The book was set pre-World War I. The movie is set pre-World War II. So that's where we are.
Kind of where you're at.
But, you know, it's a lot of suits and trench coats and
overcoats,
pencil skirts and
hats. also.
Yeah. Wigs. Oh. Lots of hats.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. And it is at the Amuse You Theater at 111 Howe Street in Southport. As we said before, a very small theater that was formerly a movie house. How many seats are in there?
Around 100, a little bit more than 100 seats.
Oh, it's more than I thought.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully we'll have
full
big crowds.
Pack
full
them
house.
In, yeah. The show opens this Friday night at 7:30, not 8, but 7:30. It runs Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 for 2 weekends. And if you'd like more information about the show or you want to buy tickets, which is even better, just go to Brunswick Little Theater, and it's spelled the old-fashioned way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, brunswicklittletheater.com. Jen Appalucci directing the show, Adrian Appalucci starring, and the lead, romantic lead. So thank you so much for telling us about the 39 Steps.
Well, thanks.
It sounds wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
That is a show that I'm going to try and get down there and see. But
there's so many nice restaurants to go to in Southport. Uh-huh. And have a nice night out.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
This is WHQR.